Chapter 3 Escape. The turning of a key woke Archie up. The officer appeared carrying a cup of ant grey tea and a piece of cake, garnished with a chocolate flake. The food made Archie's stomach roar. He was more hungry than ever before. But his eyes didn't register on the tray. Instead, upon the open door, 10 feet away. Archie smelt freedom and he leapt, landing in front of the officer, who swept backwards into a funny-looking dance, giving the tilting tray a ghastly glance. Swiftly, Archie slid over the slippery tiles between the officer's legs towards the aisles that beckoned him outside his prison cell, ready to lead him out of this gloomy hotel. As Archie skittered through the door, he could hear the tray hitting the floor, followed by a loud cursing sound when the officer also hit the ground.
Hey! Stop him!
He heard the warden shout, his voice sharp, angry and loud. Soon, two other strong guards appeared, one carrying a stick.
Game over, son!
The other with a beard.
Yeah, game over!
Time to ponder or hesitate, there was none. Archie had to act swiftly if he wanted to outrun the two officers now blocking his way, scrutinizing their runaway prey. Behind him, more ants were closing the gap. Archie's instincts took over in a snap. Only one of his basketball tricks could get him out of this tight fix. Archie imagined he was on the court with his friends playing his favourite sport. He grabbed his rucksack and held it like a ball, aimed to the right, then threw it at the wall. The officer's eyes followed the flying bag. Archie launched himself and started to zigzag. Slithery like an eel, he passed the defending ranks, left motionless like a pair of ponderous tanks. This was not the end of Archie's knack. In one fluent movement, he caught the sack that, as intended, bounced from the wall straight into his arms further down the hall. By the time the officers came to their senses, Archie had already reached the outer fences. He pushed them open with all his might and escaped into the sunny world outside. But this place wasn't like his tiny city, small and cozy, with cottages so pretty. The towers here were higher than high, rooftops and antennas scraping the sky. The streets were broad and full of cars, speeding alongside shops and bars. The pavements packed with huddled crowds, filling the air with strange smells and shouts. In this stream of bodies, Archie was caught. Alas, no matter how hard he fought, he could do nothing but go with the flow. Where it would lead him, he didn't know. After a few minutes, the herd fell apart, finally giving Archie a chance to depart. This procession of industrious ants heading to work in offices and plants. There stood he, poor Archie, all alone in this giant city of concrete and stone, lost in a world without a single friend, unsure of how this adventure would end. Thus Archie aimlessly roamed the street, his despair growing with every heartbeat. He passed more ants than sand at the shore, yet never had he felt so lonely before. Then, at last, he saw a familiar face. A girl walking with a graceful pace on the other side of the busy street. Oh yes, this creature he'd like to meet. For this was the same gorgeous ant who'd yesterday taken Rodney's hand after he had undeservedly won the race, during which Archie fell out of grace.